Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hi, let's talk about just in time. Doing things just in time. What's the alternative if it's not just in time? The opposite would be doing things in advance. Why wouldn't we want to do things in advance? Well, time is money. Let's start with that concept. And the time you spend now for something that's going to happen in the future, if it happens, it can be a waste of time. So in our world where time is so valuable, and by our world, I'm talking about in the world of entrepreneurs, time is probably the most precious thing that you have. Because as an entrepreneur, you're splitting your time between multiple things. And you have to wear so many different hats. So you often have to look at what's on your to-do list, what's on your priority list, and say, what do I have to do right now? And only I can do it. There's no delegating. And what are those things that can be deferred or can occur closer to the time that the event is taking place? There's this constant brokering, prioritizing, and strategizing about how you're going to use your time. And to be honest, if we're talking about time, one of the topics, if we don't talk about it now, I'll definitely talk about it later, is that sometimes some of the things on your list you have to say no to because your time is too valuable. Is it moving you closer to your goal? Is it just more of a nice to have? Is it a pure luxury? What you can't do is be frivolous with your time. You have to be very thoughtful about it. And sometimes give your friends and family a heads up that during that initial period of starting up your business, that you're going to have to allocate your time differently than you may have in the past. Some may think that you're just being pure selfish. But the reality is you're just brokering your time and being prudent about how you spend your time. That's our time for today and our topic. Stay tuned for more. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye for now.